Hey everybody, this is Metal Goddess Jen, and tonight I am interviewing Rick from the band Godsick. Hello, Rick. How are you tonight?
Hello. I'm good, thanks. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I am doing quite well, actually.
Oh, great.
Actually, been a long day, but, you know, we get through
it,
right?
Yeah, just the way it goes, you know.
Yeah.
Have to work.
So you are the drummer?
No, guitarist. I mean, I can play drums for shit. I can barely hold, the stick. So, no. I'd never call myself a drummer. Not even a drum rodent. Like, oh, what is this? Oh, that's a cymbal stand. And those are for what now? No, it's a guitar. Yeah, guitar and some backing vocals from time to time when it's, appropriate.
When it's needed.
Yeah, when it's needed.
Now, who can you tell us the members of your band, including yourself and what everybody does?
Let's see. Hello, it's me, Rick, guitar. Peter likes to call me a lead guitar, though I do not consider myself as a lead guitarist. But anyway, guitar. Then it's Jari. Also on guitar, from former Carnal Forge, and I think he's in a band called Bleed as well. A very talented guitar player. It's like sort of a Jedi when it comes to rhythm guitar playing and cranking out metal riffs, so very happy to have him. Peter on vocal, scream, clean, growl, whatever you want to call it. He's abusing the mic in a way.
Yeah.
So, and there's Thomas is a bass player. Doesn't say too much, but he plays bass like a god. I mean, usually when you get a bass player in a band, it's just an old guitar player and like, oh, this is only four strings. Okay, I guess I can manage. But Thomas, he is actually playing bass, not like playing guitar riffs on the bass.
Mm-hmm.
So he's just awesome, and he is great on live performances as well. So, and then there's Chris, also very talented drummer. He's been around for many years. He played in Grave. You probably heard of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Been a drum roadie for Entombed, and now he is playing drums in The Resistance, which is former members from In Flames, The Haunted, Face Down. So, yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah. So, when were you guys, how did you form, and when did you guys form together?
Last year, around this time, me and Chris, drummer, we played together in Constructed, and Constructed was just, you know, end of the line. We did four records, a couple of tours and stuff like that. So we wanted to do something new, but, you know, we had a couple of riffs, and we met Peter out at a very wet night, you might call it that. You know, had a few beers too many, and we started talking, you know, said, hey, we should do something, like get together and, you know, just start jamming, cranking out riffs and stuff like that. And me and Chris had songs and lots of riffs, and Peter had a couple of songs. So we just like, okay, let's put it together, and we did. And like, I think it was barely a month or maybe 2 months after that, we did release the two first demo songs on the site on godsick.net, and then along came Tilmas and Jari. So pretty much a year.
Wow.
And things are going well. We're recording our first full-length album right now, and it's still fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's not a big bio on the band, but it's going in the right direction.
So you are doing now. The album is going to be called As the Heavens Burn. Is that right?
Yeah.
And any updates on when that? I see on the website it says spring of 2012.
Well, depends a little bit, because right now we're recording. Drums are done, and we're doing the guitars. So hopefully, you know, the holidays are coming up very soon. You know, Christmas, and then there's New Year's Eve, and people are going to be hungover for like a week after that. So won't be
for me, that will be
any recording. So hopefully we'll be done recording and mixing and, you know, putting all the keyboards and the little gay stuff on the album sometime. I hope February sometime, in mid-February. And then, well, you know, takes time, you know, and go to different stores, shops. I don't know what they're called in English. I know the Swedish word for it, but, you know, to press the actual CD and get the deals done with iTunes. And we have, I don't know if you people have Spotify in the US yet.
Yeah, you recently. Do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, you know. So hopefully sometime. But yeah, keep checking the website. We'll definitely be updating that all along.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to know. Now, you do on your website actually have 3 of the songs up.
Yeah.
And I've actually played a couple of them on some past shows. I like them all. Is there any meanings behind these songs? Like the first one, Stillborn Life.
That's the third one, but we put it up in number one since we put that song up last. So we wanted that one to be first since it got out latest. Does that make any sense at all?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Meaning behind it, you mean like lyrically or?
Right, like you guys write your own songs.
Yeah, and there's no cover songs here.
Is there a story behind them? You know, some songs have a story.
The making of Stillborn Life.
Yeah.
I don't know. When it comes to lyrics, you should talk to Peter, but he's not around right now. So, music-wise, I mean, most of the songs are just, you know, riffs that we create or, like, get together and jam out. So there's actually not much of a story. So, sad to say, it's just us, you know, cranking out some riffs and having a good time. And, like, I mean, you know, we've been playing so long because I'm getting old. I'm the young one in the band.
Oh, goodness.
But, when we do songs, we do have, like, we have a certain picture in our head how we want the song to be or sound. Like, okay, there's got to be an opening, there's got to be a verse, and then there's a chorus and some breakdown in the middle of the song and perhaps a lead and then outro of the song. So we all have like 5 pieces that we try to fit into each and every song, but other than that, there's not like, oh, I was out walking, you know, thinking about this and that, and then I saw the bird fly through the sky and I thought to myself, mm-mm, you know, nothing fancy like that, just metal riffs. I mean,
yeah. Now, for those of you who haven't heard your music yet, how would you describe it to them?
Better question, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as completely awesome, and they're missing out if they haven't heard it.
Thank you very much. Well, there you go, people.
Wait, I'm interviewing you, and you just asked me a question.
Yeah, I know. Worked out pretty fine, though.
I see how that happens.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to start name-dropping bands, you know, just yeah. I'm guessing you're going to play a song very soon.
Yeah. I'll be playing actually the 3.
So, I think that the best thing to do is, you know, keep an open mind and let people decide for themselves what we sound like. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, we sound like Godsick. And, of course, I mean, we do have a lot of influences. So does all the rock bands or metal bands out there. But I can't, like, specifically take 2 or 3 bands and, like, oh, this is how we sound. Because if I do that, people will always, always compare us to those 3 bands. And
exactly.
So I say we sound like Godsick.
Good answer.
Make up your own mind.
Yeah. So you said you have been in the studio. Now, obviously, this is not your first time in the studio because you said you'd already done. Have all of you been?
Of us are like old. So yeah, all of us have recorded at least 4 or 5 albums prior to this one. Chris in Grave and Kamos, Face Down constructed, me as well, and constructed four albums, an EP, Yari, Carnal Forge, probably, I don't know, six, seven, eight albums, and In Thy Dreams, Sins of Omission, so many bands to keep track of, you know, so, yeah. So now we're getting to the point where it's not so fun to be in the studio anymore, because we know how much hard work it is and how many hours you have to put in. So, well, what can I say? Well, we're used to it. So the only good thing is that we know what we did wrong the last time, so we can correct that mistake this time.
Yeah.
But, you know, technology goes forward as well, so it's new computers, new amplifiers and stuff like that. Oh, we're going to use this one. What the hell is that? Oh, this is for making the sound awesome. It's like, okay, turn it on then. It's
yeah.
on.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Ultima Music Blog on Twitter. You know, I yep. went on Twitter and asked if anybody had any questions. And he wants to know, Bruce Lee or Chuck Norris?
Oh, what a question. Yeah, well, like, my favorite, or if they yes. would end up
would
in
you
fight?
Choose Bruce Lee or Chuck Norris?
I don't know. I mean, I do like Chuck Norris. Has you know, Chuck Norris is always Chuck Norris, and you know, you heard all the stories about Chuck Norris. Mm-hmm. But and then he is also the Texas Ranger. But yeah. I don't. Bruce Lee is still Bruce Lee. I mean, I'd have to pick.
Yeah.
Nah, not really. I mean, it's like picking Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee. It's like, oh, yeah. That's hard. But I got to go with Bruce Lee. I mean, still, you know, the small, skinny Chinese, you know.
Yeah. The legend. What he
says. So, yeah. Bruce Lee. I mean, he made what action movies are today. I mean, he was like one of the first one to do, you know, real martial arts movies. So, yeah, probably
yeah.
Bruce Lee. And Chuck Norris has to come and kick my ass for saying that.
He will find you, because
yeah,
you
probably.
Can't run from Chuck Norris.
Oh, wait, that's the door. Hold on. Now.
Yeah. Oh, poof, poof, poof. Yeah.
Oh, it's Chuck Norris. He said hi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now your background, you mentioned you were in other bands, but what got you interested in music and playing the guitar and all that?
Well, for me, I grew up with my father being a listening to a lot of old, well, obviously old music like Chicago, Rainbow, Deep Purple, Cream, Jimi Hendrix, Beatles, Alice Cooper, Europe, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I went to summer camp. I think I was about to turn 14, and we had this guy, one of the leaders at the summer camp, and he knew a few chords and could play like a few songs, and back in those days with, you know, Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm. So he played like, you know, Welcome to the Jungle and stuff like that, and some of the really old songs on the Lies album. So I'm like, what, can you actually play guitar and make it sound like the songs on the album? Wait a minute, show me that. So I picked up the guitar at well, around 14, and that got me into it. And then more heavy stuff, Metallica, probably as everyone else. And after Metallica, I think it was Pantera, like, they open up my eyes to like true metal. Then yeah. Crowbar, Carcass, stuff like that. So it only grew all the time. And, you know, Machine Head, of course. And playing all along records, you know, just like, wow, this is what I want to do. I want to play. So yeah, that's pretty much it, you know.
Yeah.
Guitar, 14-year-old, lots of good bands, okay. And also, you can pick up chicks with it.
Yeah, so. My brother learned that too. He started playing about the same age, 14.
Yeah.
And
too bad I can't sing at the same time, you know.
Well, he does that. He actually now has his own recording studio and all that, but, you know. Yeah, awesome. Well, Rob from King Whack, do you know who that
yep.
is? He said to
no,
tell
I,
you, you know.
Actually, I can keep track of all names. Sorry.
He says he's a fan.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted. Yeah.
That's
go on.
Okay. No, he just said, tell him that. Please tell Rick that I'm a fan.
So, oh, well, thank you very much.
He's a great guy. We interviewed them.
Yeah, I'm straight, too.
We interviewed them a couple weeks ago, and my gosh, that was a great interview. That's a great band.
Okay, I'm going to have to check them out.
Yeah. All right, so now, how can people find out more? Where can they go? Websites, Twitter, Facebook?
Yeah, everything. For information, that's godsick.net. We have, like, everything you want there. If we don't, then you can email us at questions@godsick.net, and we will answer them. We actually are recording right now our YouTube response to your questions. So that will be up in like a week or so. We just have to edit out all the Swedish stuff. me and Peter, we are usually online on Twitter for at least 3-4 hours a day. And, talking to people, connecting, with the fans, with, regular people. Just having a good time,
Yes.
Being weirdos as we are,
Yes, like the conversation the other day. Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, wasn't it?
Yes, about caressing each other's ass. That was very fun.
Yeah.
I was actually laughing pretty hard over that. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
they're going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. So just add us on Twitter or, join the fun. I mean, it's fun. I mean, without fans and without people, there's no Godsick, there's no band. I don't understand why any more bands, reach out to their fans and, just talk to them, even though for just maybe, for a couple of minutes. It's not much to ask. I mean, and it's fun to, get a little bit of appreciation from the fans, taking time and talking to them, answering their questions, and just talking about food, sports, cars, whatever. So it's fun. So probably should mention the Twitter names. So that's my name. That's Rick Godsick. Do I have that? At Rick Godsick, that should be, and at Peter Godsick. So you can add us, or just look at the weirdness that's going on between us and all the other people. Yeah. And if you can't find a name, go to godsick.net and look at the member section. So you'll find everything. There's the at Godsick Twitter account as well. So that's pretty much where we hang out. And Facebook as well. We have little fan group or whatever you want to call it. Also, updates pretty much the same as the godsick.net site. So,
right.
But still, if you're into Facebook, sure.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
No problem at all. My pleasure.
Fun interview.
Yeah.
And for more information on Godsick, as he said, go to their website, godsick.net, and I will also be putting up those links on my website, metalflashback.weebly.com, and I'm going to go ahead and play
some goddamn Godsick music.
A 3-block coming up next right here
on Metal Flashback.
There you go.